Hurricane Bill whips up powerful waves. Look at this. Actually, some dangerous rip currents passing between Bermuda and the east coast of the mainland U.S. Although it's not going to hit the mainland, we are told, though, it is bringing 150-mile-per-hour winds and offshore waves up to 20 feet high. There are warnings out there today to boaters. Also, U.S. beaches, they're a little jammed this weekend because it's one of the last weekends of the summer vacation before a lot of kiddos head back to school, and many are being told, stay out of the water. President Obama trying to clear the air on his overhaul of health care laws. And in his radio and web address today, the president called all the chatter about death panels offensive and phony.
Every credible person who has looked into it has said there are no so-called death panels, an offensive notion to me and to the American people. These are phony claims meant to divide us.
In about 3 months, the Guantanamo Bay prison is set to close, and some of the detainees will likely be moved here to the U.S. Right now, though, two facilities on the short list. One is in Leavenworth, Kansas. The other in Standish, Michigan, which is a small town about 150 miles outside of Detroit, with a population of about 1,500. Now, most of the people that you saw at this town hall meeting really don't want the detainees at their prison.
We are all for any other state wanting their prisoners here. We do not want the terrorists in our backyard.
This is such a talker, especially when you see the video and you're trying to decide for yourself. She trounced the competition, blew them away to win the 800-meter race at the World Athletics Championship in Berlin. But is the 18-year-old a woman? That's the question that a lot of people are asking.
Debate going on, and what a painful thing to have to go through. You know, people just look at the build, and that's what they have to base it on, and also how much that athlete, she, was able to blow out her female competitions.
After Caster Semenya posted a world-best time at the African Junior Championships 3 weeks ago, track's governing body, the IAAF, asked the South African Athletics Federation to administer a gender test. Then on Wednesday, the 18-year-old, unheard of until this summer, pulled off a stunning win in the women's 800 meters at the World Championships, further fueling speculation. The IAAF confirmed there are currently two investigations underway, one in South Africa and one in Berlin, where the World Championships are taking place.
You know, quite frankly, for this young lady, again, no reason to believe. Daddy says it's a little girl, so nobody has a reason to believe otherwise, no matter what she may appear to be. But, I mean, your heart has to go out for her to be going through this right now.
Well, her family is consistent in saying this is how God made her, and she qualifies under any kind of testing or any kind of scrutiny. His family's position, South Africa's position. Bottom line, though, is as far as the testing is concerned, you know, it was discontinued in 1999 because scientifically it's hard to identify unequivocally. There are some sexual ambiguity issues.